Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and this is the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. Please stay with me for the next half hour for a selection of music from 1950s films, opening with the title piece from an alligator named Daisy, a 1955 romantic musical comedy which starred Donald Sinden, Jenny Carson, and the one and only James Robinson Justice. Barry Baker with I'm in Love for the Very First Time, played on the Wurlitzer in the home of Ronald Wiemeyer in Cincinnati, Ohio. And while on the subject of love, here's Joseph Seal and the Wurlitzer of the Musical Museum Brentford in its old drafty church location with the title music from a 1955 American romantic drama, Love is a Many Splendid Thing, which featured William Holden and Jennifer Jones falling in love in Hong Kong during China's Communist Revolution.
Thank you.
Love is a many splendid thing, or it can be a distressing rollercoaster ride to misery. Moving on. A year earlier, in 1954, Sammy Kahn and Uli Stein wrote the title music for Three Coins in the Fountain, a story of three American women sharing an apartment and a desire to find love and marriage. Frank Sinatra's performance on the opening titles wasn't credited, but he did go on to take the song to number one in the UK, while in the US, it was the Four Aces who took it to the top. This is Bob Van Kamp and a very lush arrangement on the Moller in the fabulous Fox Theatre Atlanta. Three Coins in the Fountain, Bob Van Kamp and the Mighty Mo, recorded in 1968 by Joe Patton, one of those responsible for saving the theatre from the wrecking ball. Back to the UK, and one of the best World War II films made in the 1950s, The Dam Busters. Eric Coates composed the title music, while Richard Todd played the Wing Commander, and Michael Redgrave, the inventor of the bouncing bomb, Dr. Wallace, that destroyed previously impregnable dams. The Stirring March is a popular piece on theatre pipes. This track was taped by Robinson Cleaver on the Christie in the Regal Cinema Edmonton, London, in concert in 1976. Thank you. Calamity Jane hit the big screen in 1953 with a score by Paul Francis Webster and Sammy Fain, and its best-known songs are The Deadwood Stage and Secret Love, thanks to superb performances by Doris Day. Dudley Savage gives Secret Love a refreshing foxtrot swing on his 1980 track taped on the diminutive Wurlitzer in the Oxnead Mill, Norfolk. Secret Love, Dudley Savage and the ex-Regal Colchester Wurlitzer, then in Oxnead Mill in Norfolk. Cole Porter's last film commission was High Society, produced by MGM in 1956, and of course starring Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, and in what was to be her last film role, Grace Kelly. True Love was the most successful of the film's nine songs, but I've chosen the lively Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, played here by Len Rawl on the ex-Palace Cinema Tottenham Wurlitzer, now in Rye College in East Sussex.
Thank you.
One of the most poignant love films made in the 1950s was An Affair to Remember, a story of a transatlantic ocean liner romance between Cary Grant and Deborah Carr, both of whom were engaged to others. The music was composed by Harry Warren, although it's often credited to Harold Adamson, who actually co-wrote the lyrics. This organ and piano arrangement was recorded in concert in 2010 by John Atwell on The Whirl Itself, the Paramount Theatre Seattle, and Tony Fenelon on grand piano.
Thank you.
An Affair to Remember, Tony Fenelon and John Atwell, who both hail from the Melbourne area of Australia, recorded at an American Theatre Organ Society concert in 2010. I've just time for one more, a short arrangement of Que Sera Sera, composed by J.U. Livingston and Ray Evans for the 1956 thriller The Man Who Knew Too Much. David Hegarty released this track, featuring the Harrah Symphonic Part Pipe, Part Digital Organ in Hurricane, West Virginia, in 2006. I hope you've enjoyed this quick trip revisiting some memorable film music from the 1950s. I'll be back next week with more tracks from the world of theatre pipes. But in the meantime, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.